Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com.
One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Much love. Shout outs to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. So whether you're at home, you're at work, you're on the road, you're at the restaurant, the bar, the airport, the doctor, the hospital, I don't know where you at, but thank you for listening, okay? You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. Much love to everybody locked in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. I'm on Sirius XM channel 158. You can listen on a smart speaker. If you have one, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We are everywhere. I'm like air. I think air is everywhere. We're on Earth, right? It's everywhere except for, I don't know. Anyway, I'm here. Look, and I'll be here for the next 3 hours. The show gets started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Shout outs to all my folks here with me in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard for holding it down in New York. This show broadcasts everywhere. We got a lot of people listening in San Diego. Shout outs to everybody who called up about the Chargers. Thank you to the gentleman who called up from Mexico. We got people listening in Texas, in Vegas, in Washington State, in Washington, D.C., in Minnesota, in Detroit, in Milwaukee, in Green Bay, in Iowa, in Idaho. Every place all over the damn country, we got listeners, so I say thank you. This is a beatdown right now. National League Championship Series is still going on, and it is glorified batting practice for the Philadelphia Phillies. Right now, they lead the Arizona Diamondbacks 10-0. It's the bottom of the eighth. The Phillies are up the bat. They have zero outs. Maybe they put a, I don't even know if I should call it insurance, runs up on a board. This is just this is ugly. It's a beatdown. We'll talk more about this game when it concludes. Kyle Schwarber hit two home runs. Trey Turner hit a home run. The Phillies as a team have hit 15 home runs in the span of four games, which is a Major League Baseball postseason record. The Phillies are just lighting it up right now. Last hour, we also had a chance and an opportunity to talk about Julio Jones. This man is joining the Philadelphia Eagles. And yeah, he ain't what he used to be. He could barely stay healthy over the past few years, the past few seasons. Just a variety of leg issues as he's gotten older. Julio Jones is currently 34 years old, but he's a good depth piece, and he's not going to be asked to go out there and do a lot. Always been a complete wide receiver, and so whether he's going to help them out in the run game by blocking or whether he needs to be a big body to go out there as a red zone target, he should be able to help if he's healthy enough to stay out on the field. We talked about Bill Belichick and Brandon Staley, and I just got to mention, Philadelphia is it right now when it comes to sports. And granted, Phillies haven't won that championship. They did go last year. We know that the Philadelphia 76ers, are they close to a championship? Probably not. They're going to have to go out there and more than likely dump James Harden on some willing victim. The Flyers have stunk for a variety of seasons. And so at least there's some type of excitement in Philadelphia. At least they felt optimistic last year. Embiid won MVP. We know they got swept. The Phillies, at least they went to the World Series. It looks like they're going to go back. The Eagles just went to the damn Super Bowl, and I would expect them to probably go back to the NFC Championship game. And so Philadelphia is just, it's it right now. I couldn't think of, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe somebody will call me and go, oh, no, JR, you're wrong. Like, Philadelphia is it's the city right now. Would it not be the most, I don't want to say popular, but their fans have to be enthusiastic between the Phillies and then also the Eagles? They have an NFL team and an MLB team that are legitimately competing for a championship. I mean, if I got to think about Kansas City, no. Just got the Chiefs, right? If I have to think about San Francisco, are you enthusiastic really that much about the Golden State Warriors the same type of way? They got a lot of competition out in the West. I know what they've done in the past. Boston, I know people would call Boston title town, and it's Philly time right now. Philly's going to win the World Series? I have no idea. But between them and the Eagles, they have two legitimate championship contenders. Shep, am I missing a city? There's no place else right now, is there? On top like them?
No. The Rockets stink. I know they want to pretend they're in, you know, instant win mode.
Wait a minute. The Rockets?
Yeah.
Not even worth mentioning, Shep.
Well, no, the reason I mention that is because even though they're down 2-0, I still think the Astros, with their experience, with their managerial experience specifically, they still got to be the favorites to win the World Series. As great as the Phillies have looked the last couple of games, I understand they're down 2-0, but we've seen teams come down from 3-0 in the postseason in the MLB playoffs. We've seen that in 2004. I mean, the Texans are up and coming, JR. Like, they're the best.
That's not what we're talking about.
No, but you're talking about what is the most live city in terms of competing for championships. I would say Houston is still the favorite to win the World Series this year. Are they not?
No. I'm talking about collectively.
Right. No, I understand that. So in baseball,
throw Houston out the window because other teams suck. They're not even worth talking about.
I think the Texans are very much worth talking about, JR.
I'm talking about championship, Shep.
Oh, well, okay. I don't think.
Yeah, championships. That's it.
All right.
Is there another city?
I mean,
is there another city?
Right.
That has two teams, multiple teams,
right,
that are competing for championships. Hmm. The answer is no, far as I'm thinking.
Well, if we're talking championships, we had a team that played in the NBA Finals that as long as they have Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra and Bam Adebayo, they're always going to be competing for a championship. The Dolphins obviously are probably the most exciting team in the NFL. They're going to compete for a Super Bowl so long as Tua stays healthy, right?
Well, they would be in the, I don't think Miami is gonna win one, but that would be
the closest.
That would be close.
Okay.
Yeah, that might be the closest. Yeah,
still,
but when you
still,
said hold on,
right,
Shep.
Yes,
when you said Houston, man, that was just like
JR. You're sleeping on. I mean, you
wait,
witnessed...
wait, slow down.
Yes,
let's listen very carefully.
Yes,
I'm talking about a city that has multiple professional sports teams,
right,
that are competing for championships right now.
Okay, I'm not
and
trying
so
to...
Houston.
Yes.
Houston is not in that space because the Rockets are not competing for a championship.
Right.
And neither is the other team that you mentioned, the Texans. So they're not in that space. Astros are the one team competing for a title. The other teams are in a different category.
I guess what you're saying, but let's just be real about what happened on Sunday. You lost to the stinking, bleeping, Zach Wilson-led New York Jets. Are the Eagles really winning a Super Bowl this year, JR? I mean, come on now. Like, I understand the record is 5-1. I know they have Jalen Hurts. I know they just acquired Julio. Is that team winning a Super Bowl? Yes. I'm not even trying to be right here. They're not winning a Super Bowl. We saw what they were against the Jets. Jalen Hurts has regressed, has he not?
Shep, here's a couple of things.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. I'm rubbing my temples, Shep, okay?
I'm really not trying to piss you off right now. I'm just being honest.
No, I'm not saying you're trying to piss me off, but I'm rubbing my temples.
Right.
I'm rubbing my temples. Hold on. So here's the deal.
Yes.
I don't have a crystal ball, but I can tell you this. The Eagles today are still one of the best teams in the NFC. That's point number one, okay?
I'll give you that.
I don't think you go 5-1 or go through a season like 5-0 by accident, okay? They have one of the top offenses in the NFL. Have they gone or played the way that they did last season? No, they haven't. They still have one of the best offenses. They still have one of the best defenses. The defense still has time to kind of round into shape, especially as they get healthy. So that's kind of there. The second thing is, there is no discounting the fact that they're still one of the best teams in the NFC. I'm talking about being competitive. The Eagles could wake up, and yes, they lost to the Jets. Every NFL team, for the most part, sans, I don't know, go ahead and take a look at the Dolphins or maybe the Patriots, is going to crap the bed once or twice or three times a year. The best teams in the NFL, the best teams in the NFL throughout the course of the season are probably going to lose anywhere from, I don't know, 3, 4, or 5 games. So that's just what it is. And so when I talk about being competitive, I'm talking about the space that we're in right now. The Eagles just went to a Super Bowl months ago. In less than a calendar year, and this is my point. I'm not diving into what exactly is going to happen in February. Oh, the Eagles aren't going to the Super Bowl. I don't know that. I know they're competitive enough to do so. I know that they just went to a Super Bowl. I know if I got to look at today is Tuesday, October 17th. I know since October 17th of 2022 that the Philadelphia Phillies have gone to a World Series. I know a few months after that, the Eagles went to the Super Bowl. I know that the Phillies look like they're on their way back to the World Series again. And I know the Eagles are 5-1 and are one of the best teams in the NFL. Whether you think they're going to win the Super Bowl or not, they're still damn good. So that's my point.
No, JR, we're in agreement here. I'm just trying to be as realistic as possible and temper any expectation that the same Phillies team that we saw in 2022 is anywhere close to what they were now. And you and I both know that 5-1 record is so deceiving because they barely got by the Patriots. They barely got by the Commanders. They have been lucky to get to 5-1.
That's a totally different conversation than the one I'm having.
But what I'm telling you is
hold on. That's a totally different conversation.
Right, Jared, but because of that, they are clearly not even number one or number two in the NFC. JR, you and I both know, at this particular point, who looks better? The Detroit Lions and the San Francisco 49ers. Now, the San Francisco 49ers lost because their two best playmakers were not there for the majority of the game, along with the 41 missed chip field goal at the end that should have gone in and should have allowed them to win. And the Browns, no disrespect to the Jets, have an even better defense and have a better overall team.
Shut.
Yes. I'm trying to be right here. Yes.
I'm talking about one thing.
Yes.
And you're bringing up another. I ask about cities.
Yes.
In North American professional sports.
Right.
Is there a city that's in a better position than where Philadelphia is a city right now to yield and have a competitive squads that are competing for championships? And so whether or not you feel the Phillies today on October 17th are 1, 2, or 3 in the NFC, they're still good. To say that, oh my God, they're not winning the Super Bowl, is a hard stance point far away from my ultimate point. It's let's look at the cities in North America. Are there any cities that have had, if we have to look at the past year,
right,
are there cities that have had the success that Philadelphia has had? And you're telling me, oh, the Phillies aren't going to win the Super Bowl. Shep, that's not what I got. No, not the Phillies. The Eagles aren't winning the Super Bowl. That's not what I asked.
I got you. Maybe I didn't answer the question as correctly as I should have. I will say the caveat here is, for right now, Jared, the last thing I'll say, and I will shut up about this, I promise, is they're in the tougher division. Now, the Giants are trash. The Commanders are not far behind. But that Cowboys team is so good some days and so bad others that they're going to be competitive when they face off against each other with the season on the line. The division that the Texans are in, with the health of Trevor Lawrence and the absolute you-know-what show that the Titans are right now with that quarterback in Tannehill, I don't know why he's still in the league. What? And then you have another team in the Colts who just lost their franchise QB for the season. That division is a lot more winnable. And so because of that, you can put Houston in that conversation. That's all I was saying.
Wait a
minute. The Eagles have the better shot at getting to the Super Bowl, there's no doubt, but don't rule out the Texans.
Wait.
Yes.
I was listening.
Yes.
I'm trying to understand why you're talking to me about the AFC South.
Correct.
Why?
Because I don't think we can dismiss the Houston Texans from being in contention this season. I'm not saying they're the overwhelming
favorite. Contention for what?
To compete for a Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
I
will not argue with you on that. I think that is
thank you. That's what
I think
saying.
That is a no, no. I'm not going to argue with you.
Oh, you're not agreeing with me.
I do not agree with you at all.
Okay.
Zero.
All right.
I do not agree at all.
Okay.
I mean,
he's the most,
because I think I'm looking at what the reality is.
Right.
You're forecasting what you believe things will be. I'm not doing that. I'm looking at what has occurred. I'm looking at the way things stand. And yes, I'm thinking about what things might be over the future. I'm not just forecasting. And so I do know this. Over the past year, if I want to look at the city of Houston, we most certainly know what happened. They won a World Series. They also, from a football perspective, they were able to add D'Amico Ryans. They were able to draft C.J. Stroud, who's throwing the ball out of his mind. But what I will tell you is, that is a broad, big prediction given where they have been. And so to think that Houston, hey, what are the sports cities right now that have had the most success and are big time and competing for championships right now, to put the Houston Texans in there is just kind of like, well, that's going out on a limb. Don't you think that's not going out on a limb?
I have never seen any rookie quarterback look this far evolved as I have seen from C.J. Stroud over the last seven games.
So you don't think that's going out on a limb?
I think it's putting the horse a little bit before the cart. I can see where you're coming from on that. But I also look at, to your point, D'Amico Ryans, and we have seen first year head coaches completely revitalize and shift a culture in any given franchise. We saw that with Brian Daboll last year. So I believe D'Amico Ryans is just as capable as Brian Daboll. And I believe Trevor Lawrence, I've never seen him look worse this season than when he, in fact, did play the Texans, and they beat them by 20 at their place. So I think it's legitimate to say the Texans can compete for a Super Bowl. They wouldn't be one of the top four. They're not on the Mount Rushmore in that conversation, but they belong at least in the discussion for a team that can be a dark horse to make a Super Bowl. JR, you and I have been following sports for a long time. Nobody would have told you that the Giants were going to win the Super Bowl in 2011, and you would, excuse me, 2007, and you would look at them with a straight face and say, yeah, I kind of see where you're coming from. Nobody would have thought that. There have been worse teams in the NFL history that have won a Super Bowl over these 3-3 Texans, and they're only up and coming, JR.
You're telling me about a flat team right now that has an amazing quarterback.
Singletary is pretty good, too.
That is a rookie QB.
Right, but Devin Singletary has experience.
You're telling me about a championship, and you're telling me dark horse. Could they – and so here's this, first of all. I believe Jacksonville is going to hold on to win the AFC South. I will say that. And secondary to that, man, even thinking about Houston as a dark horse to win a Super Bowl, I mean, it is, what are we in? It's October. I'm not thinking about that. Let them go on more of a run before I say, oh, man, this is something I want to take serious. I would think if I want to call dark horse anything, hey, God bless them if they can get to the postseason. That would be amazing. But to start going dark horse for a Super Bowl, like, man, I need some of that ayahuasca, man. I need some of that. That's a stretch, man. That's early. I was looking to talk more about cities legitimately like hot for a title, not hot potential, but
all right.
Go ahead.
If this were a week and a half ago, I would have said Baltimore, but God knows they completely choked in the postseason.
Exactly.
Right.
They would have been.
Right.
You know, they would have been there, but let Houston do something first. What they've done so far is amazing. What they've done so far is not Super Bowl amazing. That is more of a dark horse. That's a stretch. Let's see what Houston can continue to do. Something that's not a stretch and more of a reality. Philly continues to put a pounding on the world right now. Game two, it's a wrap. The Phillies win. It's official. The final score, 10-0. They blank Arizona. Schwarber hits two home runs. Trey Turner hits a home run. Everybody got a hit in the game except for me. And that's only because I wasn't out there playing. We're going to hear some of these runs on the other side. Philly is absolutely losing its mind at Citizens Bank Ballpark. They're wild right now. The Phillies win 10-0. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to hear some of these calls. We're going to hear some of these home runs. I'm going to talk to you on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller, love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. The Philadelphia Phillies put another smackdown on the Arizona Diamondbacks. They blanked them 10-0. Philadelphia is now taking a 2-0 series lead against these Diamondbacks in the National League Championship Series. Philadelphia is two wins away from going back to the World Series and getting another crack at it. They are back in action. These two teams are back in action in Arizona. Game three is going to take place on Thursday night. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's kind of wacky and crazy. I'm here sitting up in the studio looking up at the screen. And to see Albert Pujols up on the desk with Curtis Granderson and Pedro Martinez and Jimmy Rollins makes me go, damn, time flies. Albert Pujols did not play baseball this year. I feel like I was just watching the end of his career with the Dodgers. He started hitting all those home runs. And I'm like, damn it, Albert Pujols? Like, it's been a year already. He's already out of the game. Just time flies. You know what? As we continue on, let's go ahead and listen to this abuse. You don't have to call ACS. You don't have to call Child Protective Services. You don't have to call anybody. This is just grown men beating up on other grown men, but it is certainly a spanking. This is all courtesy of the Phillies Radio Network. Trey Turner got things going in the first. You know what he did? He hit a home run.
0-1 the count, and Kelly delivers in the pitch. Swung on, hit deep, left center field, and that one's going to go, and Trey Turner gives the Phillies a 1-0 lead. Third home run of the postseason for Trey Turner.
This next guy, all he does is hit damn home runs. He hit a home run last night, and then he hit this one. It's Kyle Schwarber. Listen.
1-0. And he swings and lines one deep to right. This one's got a chance. Carroll turns, and he looks up, and it's gone. It does clear over the out-of-town scoreboard. A low line drive for Kyle Schwarber, and it's 2-0 Phillies.
I told you, Kyle Schwarber hit a home run last night. He hit that home run in the third, and then Kyle Schwarber said, I got another one for you.
The 2-1, swung on, hit in the air, right center field. That one is walloped. It is gone! Into the Phillies bullpen. Second home run of the night for Kyle Schwarber. It's another solo shot, and the Phillies are on top 3-0 as the fireworks explode off the top of the bell.
Yeah, Kyle Schwarber's bat's on fire. The man hit a home run last night. He hit 2 home runs tonight. That man's on fire. Like NBA Jam, but this is baseball. And then they started piling on. JT Realmuto came through a 2-RBI double in the sixth to extend the lead to 5-0.
3 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. Swing and a line drive out toward left center field. That's going to split the gap, and it's going to go to the State Farm sign. 2 runs will score as Turner crosses the plate with Bryson Stott about 5 feet behind him. On to second base with a stand-up 2-run double as JT. And the Phillies have busted this game open. It's 5-0 Philadelphia.
Then Brandon Marsh said, oh, he hit a double? I can hit a double too.
Swung on line, inside the third base bag, down the left field line, off the half wall. Realmuto will score easily. Going to second is Marsh, to third, Castellanos. It's an RBI double, and Brandon Marsh rips off his helmet and tells the crowd to get on their feet, and they don't need anybody to tell them that right now. It's 6-0 Phils.
That's 2 doubles, right? What if I told you the Phillies hit another double in the same damn inning? Listen to this.
Nelson kicks and deals, and the pitch swung on, hit in the air, left center field, up the alley, and Gurriel won't get it. It's going to one-hop the fence at the State Farm sign. Schwarber has scored. Harper's around third. He will score as well. Alec Bohm breaks through. It's a 2-run double for the Phillies' lead.
I mean, he got 3 doubles in the same inning. 2 of them are 2-run doubles. This is abuse. That's 8-0, and they had 3 doubles in the sixth. And then they got to the seventh, and I guess JT Realmuto said, I already hit a double. Let me go for a single. He made the score 9-0.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 8-0 Phillies. The pitch swung on, ground ball hit towards the middle. It's past the dive of Perdomo into left center. Bohm coming around, he will score, and JT Realmuto drives in another one. It's his 3rd RBI of the night. It's 9-0 Phillies.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man. And then Castellanos, he hit a sacrifice fly. We don't care about that, so we're not going to listen. What a crap night he had, Nick Castellanos. Went from all these home runs to only a sacrifice fly. And so that put them up 10-0. This is the final call.
3-2 again. Yeah. Strike 3 called, got him looking. On the outside corner, Kirkering records the 13th strikeout of the night for Phils pitching as they shut out the Diamondbacks. A 10-0 rout. And the Phillies will head west with a 2-0 lead in the National League Championship Series.
Oh, yeah, there's people making babies in Philly tonight. There's some happy people in Center City. They're making babies. They're not climbing poles yet downtown, but they're making babies. Now, anyway, outside of that, Kyle Schwarber, 3 home runs in 2 days. This is the same man who hit 47 home runs this season, even though his batting average was below 200. And these Phillies, they got 15 home runs in the last 4 games. That is a postseason record. The Phillies are just playing glorified home run derby right now. This is what I look like when I play home run. I got to watch my words here. It's going to come out incorrectly. Hey, Shep, you ever play Wii Baseball?
I have not.
Well, you're missing out, man. It's fun. You know what it is, right?
Yeah, I like to play real games. Sorry.
You play real baseball?
Yeah.
When's the last time you hit home run?
Little League. How about you?
Okay. Hey, listen, when I play Wii Baseball, man, I hit all the home runs. And this is what the Phillies made this look like tonight. They just boys amongst men. This was abuse. Hey, Marco Belletti, you ever played a Wii Baseball?
I have not.
You're missing. What are y'all missing out? Come on, guys.
I've played video games. I've never had the Wii. I've never had the Wii. Oh, sorry.
The Wii Baseball. Yeah, I used to play The Show a long time ago. That
right.
was fun.
Yeah, that I had.
Yeah, The Show was fun. But Wii Baseball, man, I got to dig my I gotta watch my words here. Maybe it's just me.
You never played Ken Griffey?
That's different.
That was the game for us, though, JR. That was the game for us growing up.
Nah, but that's different. I got to dig my Wii out the basement and hit some home runs, man. It's a different level. Maybe the next time I'm in the studio, I'll bring the Wii and I'll hook it up to the TV out there. Nobody's enthusiastic
no,
about it.
No, sorry.
I'm cool with it, but I feel like if you do that here, I feel like something's going to get blown up.
Oh, well,
we only have like three TVs, man. I don't know if you're allowed to be touching the wires and whatnot. I feel like the whole place will come down.
Well, there's the two TVs on the wall up there, right?
Right.
Is it two or three? It's like three
two.
Of them. It's only two?
Mm-hmm.
I thought there were three TVs right there.
No, we're looking. Two TVs. There's five outside, but
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, outside.
Right, there's
not
five
in
outside.
In the studio.
Right.
In the room where people are supposed to work.
Right. Right. The empty room, there's five TVs there. The little closet that they got me in is one.
The empty room.
And there's two in here. Yeah.
The empty room. What, are there two people out there right now?
No,
right?
There's none.
That's too many people. Yeah.
There's
nobody.
There's none, right, Marco?
There's literally nobody.
Yeah.
There's nobody. I was just out there the other day. There was like two people working.
There's none now.
Nah. That's a
Damn.
Lot.
Damn. Wow. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. There's three of us working here. That's all that matters. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to hear from the guy who decided to smack all these damn home runs, two of them tonight. It's Kyle Schwarber. We'll hear from him on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks so much. I really admire you and your show. You do such a good job, and questions are real important.
Hey, what do you say, JR, man? I love what you do, and, you know, just keep doing it, bro.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The Phillies beat Arizona 10-0. Philadelphia leads the NLCS 2-0. Game 3 is going to take place on Thursday in Arizona. Kyle Schwarber helping to lead the way out of those 10 runs tonight. He contributed his part, two solo home runs to keep things rolling here for the Phillies. He has three home runs in the past 2 days. And as an overall, this is a matter of history. He has hit 18 home runs. He's tied Reggie Jackson for the most home runs by a left-hand hitter in postseason history. And yes, there are more rounds, there are more games, but that is still nothing to just scoff at. And so Kyle Schwarber, he spoke after the game on TBS, and this is what he had to say.
The biggest thing is that we're going up there with the plan and trying to execute it. Merrill did a really good job tonight. You know, they only gave up three hits, you know, luckily for us, we did some damage with it, but, once it came out of the game, we were able to really work some at-bats and get some pretty clutch hits there to extend the lead.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're going up with a plan. What is the plan? It looks like a home run derby. See, pitch, swing. That's it. The Phillies now have the most home runs in a 4-game span in MLB postseason history. That's 15 home runs. The Yankees had 13 in 2020. The Tampa Bay Rays had 13 in 2008, but these Phillies clobbering 15 home runs in 4 games here. And this is how the game is just, this is what's different about the game. You got Kyle Schwarber, who's batted, I think he batted 197 this season. He had 47 home runs. And the name of the game is the long ball. It's wild. The Phillies are winning, And they're demolishing these squads with home runs. The Phillies now have 11 straight home playoff wins versus National League opponents. 855-212-4CBS. Anthony, he's calling us from Phoenix, the home of the Diamondbacks. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Anthony.
Thanks for taking my call, sir. I was actually born in Philadelphia, and I'm watching this game. By the way, I am going to game four at home in Phoenix.
Have fun.
The major reason I'm calling is they threw at JT Realmuto's elbow in the sixth inning, and that's why the Phillies started piling on runs. I personally believe that was intentional, and Rob Thomas, as a great manager, threw the red flag because he wanted to make sure a brawl didn't start.
Okay. Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention. I ultimately think the way that they have pretty much rolled through this postseason, they've been beating the hell out of teams either way. I don't think they need too much more motivation.
I agree with you. They don't need motivation, but JT Realmuto is a top five hitting catcher. He's a top five defensive catcher. And if we were to lose him, I personally, I don't think we have a chance to win the World Series.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Well, dudes are going to get hit. Guys are going to get ticked off. Teams have the option if they should choose to retaliate. And all things considered, the Phillies are utilizing their bats. So unless they're going to start throwing back at them, which I don't think they're going to do because they actually care about winning a title, I'm not too much of a big deal for me.
I agree with you. Thank you for taking the call. I just it's a rough game, man, you know?
What's a rough game? What, getting hit?
Well, getting hit in the elbow when you're trying to – that's a key player.
Yeah, it happens. Well, I would say anybody who'd get hit would be a key player. What would be the difference between hitting him and Kyle Schwarber, who's hot as fish grease right now?
I think we could win without Kyle Schwarber. I think we could. Yeah, well, I don't think we could win without Realmuto.
One guy manages a pitching staff, the other doesn't. Well, I hear you, Anthony, but you're really getting in the weeds. Let me know when he's actually missing in action, okay?
I understand, sir. Thank you.
Enjoy the win, man. They abused them. Don't worry about it.
I will.
Okay. Thank you for calling from Phoenix. He's like, oh, they hit Realmuto. And if he's gone forever, then we don't win a World Series. I'm like, bro, they just won. They just smashed them. 10-2-0. Somebody else is going to get hit the next game. Like, we'll be okay. We'll be all right. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you do after you get destroyed 10-0? What does the manager say after your team gets smashed 10-0? Tony Lovullo, he says, what we all know, we, the Diamondbacks, got to perform better.
Everybody's talking about coming into this environment, and I don't care. Like, we got to play better baseball. Everybody's got to be better. You start with the manager and then trickle all the way down through the entire team. We got to play Diamondback baseball. What we watched out there was not anything that we have done for a long period of time.
Man, if they didn't extend the postseason, you wouldn't even be there. Come on now. Maybe they bounce back, but hey, the Phillies are just a better team. You win some, you lose some. Andrew is calling from Indianapolis. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Just going back to the multiple sports cities that could win championships. What about Dallas?
Nah, man, I'm not putting them in there like that, man.
I'm not ready to count out the Astros yet either, but, you know, Rangers are up 2-0.
The Astros play one sport, it's baseball. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying about the Cowboys. What were you looking at?
The
Mavericks.
Mavericks.
Man, cut it out. Stop it.
Hey, hockey starting up. You got the Dallas Stars, too.
Yeah, but you got to start somewhere besides the Rangers. And who do you think got a better chance after that?
In baseball?
No. I'm saying just in Dallas sports.
The Cowboys. Definitely. Okay. How about them Cowboys getting back on track last night?
Okay, Andrew. I mean, how many years have I gone on with the Dallas Cowboys supposed to be in competitive for a championship? How long?
What, 20 plus years?
Yeah, let's do 25, and we're going to start pushing it to 30 soon.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call, JR.
No problem, Andrew. Thank you for calling from Naptown. Rick is here from Toronto. Rick, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do me a favor. Take a deep breath and talk slow. Hey, Shep, this is that guy, right?
Yeah, and we love Rick, yes.
We?
Yeah.
Who is we?
You know you wouldn't keep putting him on the show if you didn't like him.
Okay. Rick is here from Toronto. Go ahead, Rick.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. I have about three questions I want to ask about the WNBA. On Sunday, where you were watching the game at the Barclays Center, there's been a comment recently by former season ticket holder Michael Wilbon, who claims that the Barclays Center is dark, it's quiet, it's a library, and he criticized Joe Tsai about the Barclays Center.
Yes, I'm familiar with his comments. What's your question? Yes.
My question is, do you agree with him or do you not agree with Michael Wilbon on that?
I think as an overall, Michael Wilbon has a point, but the building was certainly electric on Monday. What's your second question?
Second question. Claire, I think it's Fahey, wrote for the New York Times that the Barclays Center was different for the New York Liberty than the Brooklyn Nets. Do you agree that the Barclays Center is different because they have things such as photo booths and face painting stations?
Man, I didn't look for no face painting stations. I went in the building, I went up to the suite, and I sat down and watched the game, and I left. I couldn't tell you.
Third question is about Chelsea Gray's injury. I'm assuming that you saw her limping coming out.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so the status of her, I'm thinking right now, is that she's not able to play game four in the Barclays Center. She'd probably go back to Paradise,
yes,
Nevada and play.
We're up against the break, Rick. What's the question?
Okay, question. Do you think she's going to be playing in a future game or is her season over?
I don't believe she's going to play tomorrow, no.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. Have a good night.
Thank you, Rick, and thank you for slowing down. That was good. That was good. He wasn't on 8 Red Bulls and caffeine, and he actually slowed down.
Got him in the early part of the show.
I mean, he asked me about face painting. Like, bro, I ain't looking for no face painting. I'm looking for the Casamigos, man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk more about this game. We got more to do. I'll get to your calls as well. CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears? Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions, and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities in select states only.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like 3.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.